Hey, hey, and welcome back to Immaterial World Podcast. I'm really happy to have you back here. And just wanted to give you a quick update. It's pretty late again, but I just feel like talking to you and just telling you all about life right now and what's happening. And for everyone that's a little interested in astrology, we just started with Aries season, the season of Aries. A little stubborn sometimes, and but is very focused on self and how to become this individual who can create life the way they want without, you know, rubbing or bumping into too many edges and people. And with every, this is basically astrological new year with the start of Aries season, and maybe for you and for me, definitely, it feels kind of like something has shifted. I feel like a new me. And it kind of starts with the end of December and the New Year's, and then January, February, March. You're like, ah, something is just dying in that time and we just need to let it go, basically. But yeah, there have been so many topics in my life that have been changing, and my mindset and my body changing, and the way I just feel every day has changed the last couple days or weeks. And I start things all the time, and I think you might relate with me. I start things. I do this podcast, and then I start my website, and then I help the Ukrainian families, and then I have like three jobs, and I actually still study too. So it's all these things at once and at the same time. And I try to do all of them and put my energy into all of them. But that's the thing. I mean, I also have to take time out of the day and relax and kind of, reload my energy as well. So it's very easy to lose yourself in all of this and to think you're not doing enough. But basically, this podcast is just a little reminder for you to take a step back sometimes, especially listen to the signs of your body. If you're sleeping, if you're really, really tired more than usual, if you're, you know, getting a little sick, if you have a cough or a running nose, or you're just, you know, more stressed than usual and more agitated, like you get upset faster and stuff, like listen to how your body's reacting to stress and take yourself out for a day or for a couple hours and turn off social media. I've actually been on my phone and on my laptop for work so much, and I wish I could post more on Instagram as well, because that's something that is really fun for me, but at the moment it's just something that just takes so much time out of my day. I don't really have time for it. Let's just say I have to make more time for my personal, like, hobbies that are fun. And I'm just realizing it's really important to take this time, out of the day for yourself, and also just be a little creative and work with your hands or just go for a walk. And especially right now, like, go outside and enjoy the sun, and maybe just go out to eat with yourself or with a friend, or grab a coffee or an ice cream, and just enjoy life a little. Because what I've noticed now and what I felt like sharing in this podcast is just that I've realized that what I'm saying and doing every moment of the day and in my life, I mean, it might affect one or two people. It might affect you in some small way. But at the end of the day, I'm like one out of billions of little, not little beings, but yeah, little souls on this planet Earth in this huge, huge universe, just doing her thing. And basically, I mean, this is my life. I also need to enjoy it. I also need to live it to the fullest and do what really makes my heart happy. And like this, for example, just, you know, taking a couple minutes out of the day and doing something that I really, really enjoy. And I know some people out there are actually listening to it. And I say this all the time, but I'm so thankful for the people that listen to this podcast. I say hi to you, and I'm sending you all my love and light and happiness and peace and relaxation. I hope you're doing fine. And yeah, we're just all human beings. We make mistakes. We take our time. We all live at a different, like, time like on a different timetable or in a different time, yeah, space or time situation. Like some things happen faster for some people and other things come later in life or earlier in life. Don't compare yourself with anyone. Just really take yourself out of everything and just realize that you are so unimportant, and at the same time, your existence is crucial. And what's really crucial about your existence is how you change other people's lives and how what positive impact you leave behind, what positive impact you have on others in every little conversation and every interaction with others. What are you doing to, yeah, make this world a better place? Because this is all our home, no matter what nationality, what country we live in, who we're trying to become and who we're not. You're you and you're perfect the way you are. You're always perfect with everything you do. Everything you feel like is good or not good in your life is meant to be there. It has a purpose, and just accept the way you are and everything around you. Everything positive or negative around us at the moment, if it's war, if it's sunshine, just accept everything. Just embrace everything. Embrace yourself, and life will become so much more easier to grasp. And yeah, there's so much more topics I want to go deeper into, but I think for now, this is all I just wanted to say, is just a little, hey, I hope you're doing fine. And just relax. Just see this Aries astrological season, new start in Aries. See this as a new start for yourself to actually, you know, change your mindset a little bit, to get into your routines, to be more grateful and take some time out of the day for yourself. And yes, I guess I'm going to talk about routines in the next podcast, because that's something I've been working on for months now, and I'm really starting to get the hang of it, but slowly. So everything takes patience and persistence to actually have progress in one's life. So that was enough philosophy from me today. Thanks for listening, as always, and I can't wait to see you and hear you, or have you listen to me next time. So have a wonderful day wherever you are. Much, 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 much love from me. See you soon. Bye.